Education cuts forced back in Hackney even before the Tories' proposals for education cuts have been agreed. Over a dozen schools and children's centres and central support staff teams have suffered restructures and job cuts across Hackney, East London. Diane Thompson, Unison Joint Education Convener for Hackney, whose own job was cut and is now facing redundancy, spoke to The Socialist. I have worked in education for 14 years at Stoke Newington School, and for just over 2 years I have been on full union facility time representing members across the borough in over 80 schools. In May of this year, the head teacher and chair of governors at my school presented a consultation document that would impact directly on 30 support staff, with up to 12 facing redundancy and a large number facing wage cuts. Behaviour mentors were to be reduced from 5 to 2, the faculty support assistance team was to be more than halved, and made term time only, which will cut admin support and cover 4 classes and exam preparation. A lot of backup support that is provided in the holidays would have been lost, such as updating its systems and other staff equipment for the September start. More responsibilities were to be placed on already overworked teachers across their lunch breaks. We would lose 5 deputy heads of year. A major campaign to fight against this proposal by education unions Unison and Nut, alongside parents at the school, included 2 lobbies and a Nut strike on the day of the governor's meeting. This all played a role in forcing a significant retreat. The action, combined with the trade union's consultation responses and letters of protest, has led to significant concessions with 3 job losses, not 12, and no changes to terms and conditions. In future, head teachers and governing bodies should not just go off and draw up proposals until they have consulted all staff and parents.